This is Locket Watch, written by Imaginary Golux, read by Mistborn Hero. A Dagovian Emperor Potfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Svet Aisava, Maya Dasar. It is tagged for fluff, gift-giving, pre-relationships, courting rituals. Summary. Maya is trying to figure out what sort of gift he could give to Vet that would indicate the depth of his affection. His household contributes a number of useful and not-so-useful ideas. Kala, Maya says quietly, might I ask your advice? Of course, Serenity, Kala says, stepping closer to the bed. This is the only time Maya can speak to anyone privately, assuming the anyone in question is one of his Nohecherei. And he's been gathering his courage for this question for a while. What might you advise might be an appropriate gift for a male friend for whom one holds great admiration? He asks. Kella chuckles quietly. Well, we think Mer Aisava might appreciate a new case for his writing implements, he says, and Maya buries his face in his hands, ears hot with mortification. Are we that obvious? He asks plaintively. Only to those who spend almost all their waking hours in your presence, Serenity. Kala assures him gently. And we will never betray your confidences. Maya sighs. We thank you for your advice, she says. Your Serenity should also ask others. We are often a little too fond of academic materials, Kala says cheerfully. But for now, Serenity, you should sleep. Maya sighs and lays down. The next day, he finds a moment when Svet is not in the room to ask Veshelar, what would you suggest I give Mer Aisava as a winter night gift? Veshelar hums and strokes his chin. Mer Aisava is laudably devoted to punctuality, but we have noticed his pocket watch is somewhat worn and requires frequent winding, and your Serenity is known to be interested in clockmaking, so speaking with a watchmaker would not invite undue scrutiny. Maya considers that, ears tilting up in interest. Thank you, Lieutenant Veshelar. This is extremely useful. Veshelar looks stoically pleased. Kiru, when he poses the same question to his second Nohecherei, suggests earrings, which seem a little too forward to Maya. Delimes blushes and professes a distinct lack of skill at choosing presents. We got our youngest sister a kitten once, and it turned out she was dreadfully allergic. We have rather given up on giving anything but money now. Sathiro is delighted when he poses the question to her. Thou art a very sweet man, she says fondly. I am minded of a thing several of my dear friends have done, when they wish to express their affection to their own dearest ones. They have lockets made, and place within locks of their own hair for their dear ones to wear next to their hearts. Oh, Maya says, ears perking up. How very sweet. Sathira smiles and presses a kiss to his cheek. Good luck, she says, though I think he will like anything Thou gives him, as devoted as he is to Thee. Maya ducks his head. I hope so, he says softly. The morning of winter night before the day's chaos can truly begin he offers Svet a hopeful smile across the breakfast table. "We have gotten you a gift," he says. "We hope it will be pleasing." Svet's eyes widen and his ears flatten slightly in astonishment. "A gift, Serenity? You honor us exceedingly." Maya swallows and pushes the little box across the table. "We honor only as you deserve." Svet takes the box in slightly shaky fingers and opens it carefully. The watch inside, Maya knows, is a triumph of the clockmaker's art. An elegant thing with a silver casing and the numbers marked out in tiny sapphires, the color of Svet's eyes. The way Svet's breath catches and his ears go flat with shock, and then high with delight, is worth every bit of fretting Maya has endured. "Serenity," Svet breathes, lifting the pocket watch carefully out of the box and cradling it in his hands. "This is the most beautiful thing we have ever owned." Maya cannot suppress a smile. Svet glances up at him, beaming, and then looks back at the watch, turning it over carefully in his fingers and marveling at the tiny, winding stem, the delicate catch to hold it closed, the pattern on the cover, which somehow suggests both clockwork and the ocean's waves. And then he finds the hidden catch that opens the back of the watch, and Maya watches, breath caught in his throat, as Svet stares at the single, curling lock of black hair clipped neatly into place. "Serenity," he says softly after a long moment, "is this..." And then looking up at Maya, "is this thine?" "It is," Maya says, hoping desperately that he hasn't made a terrible error. The lapse in formality is reassuring, at least, but... Slowly, Svet smiles. "I will cherish it," he says, and closes the secret compartment carefully, and tucks the pocket watch into the breast of his tunic, over his heart. Maya breathes out slowly, and meets Svet's eyes, and they share a smile that says entire volumes without a single spoken word. The end. This has been recorded for ITPE as a treat for Lattice Frames. I hope you enjoyed. I had fun searching for a fic, and then a terrifying recording experience because there is a lot of names I have no clue how to say. But, I mean, it's a book. It's not like there's, like, a guide, right? Right? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed and that I didn't mess up the names too badly. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.